From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
Oh, it's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett.
Oh, yeah.
A guy who's so dumb he doesn't even have brains enough for a good headache.
Oh,
Smiley Burnett!
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that today, of all things.
Why?
Well, McQuarrie's here today, our guest on the show, and I just don't like to be belittled in front of that thermos head, you know it? Folks, my old fishing crony is going to be with us today, so be sure to stay tuned in. I've written a little poem I want to read for you, gang. Listen to this. I met her in the garden. The night was still as death. I knew she knew her onions, 'cause I smelled them on her breath.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be blue, could make me be true, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some of these I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss. They wouldn't do, for nobody else gives me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you.
Joe, I believe I'm going to put on some different underwear. I've had
You change, huh?
Winter underwear, these longies, you know.
Uh-huh.
I've had them sewed up the front here.
Sewed up the front?
Yeah.
Well, Smiley, how do you get in them?
Through the trap door.
Oh, you can't do that.
Say, what's next on the program right now?
Well, right now is the time that we'd like to have a message from our sponsor.
All right, we'll have a message from our sponsor. Glad you come up, Charlie McQuarrie. And right now, I'm going to entertain you a little bit. Play something for old Charlie, will you?
All right.
How about a four-way here, a second-hand romance?
I don't want a second-hand romance, some discarded love that isn't new.
I don't want to hold a second-hand heart and after a while have mine torn apart.
take another's place and try to share a love that won't be true.
I don't want a second-hand romance, but darling, I'll take a chance on this romance with you. I don't want a second-hand romance, some discarded love that isn't new. I don't want to hold a second-hand heart, and after a while have mine torn apart.
Take another's place and try to share a love that won't be true. I don't want a second-hand romance, darling. I'll take a chance on this romance. I'll take a chance on this romance.
Boy, hey, hey, what's the matter? You been catfishing all night? You look sleepy.
No, Smiley, for a change, I'm working.
Are you working, huh?
Yeah, I'm working a night shift at the defense plant.
Oh, I get it, huh?
You know, I don't think anybody else loses any more sleep than a defense worker unless it's a moonshiner or a musician.
We're right proud to have you on the program. You know, folks, we talk about Charlie McCoy and his wife, Virginia. Virginia's in the studio here with us, too. We're mighty proud to have you. We go fishing now and again. You've been hunting lately, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been
hunting. Got any good hunting stories?
Well, this friend of mine, Red Ebal.
Red Ebal.
Yeah, he's from Kansas, and he likes to hunt, even when he was a boy.
Yeah.
He said the worst licking he ever did get was when his daddy gave him 6 rocks, and he didn't bring back but 5 rabbits. Well, anyhow. Red wanted to learn to shoot deer.
Keep this on a level now, McCoy. I don't want no big liars out of you.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
The truth ain't in you.
Well, anyhow. Red gets him a rifle, and he says, now, what's this main thing about deer hunting? And I said, the main thing is to tag your deer after you get him.
So tag your deer, that's important, yeah.
So Red went out and hunting around there, and he saw a deer, and he shot him, and down he went. Well, he laid his gun down, and he ran over, and he put the tag on his deer, and he reached for his hunting knife, and the deer come to, he's just stunned, and he tore out across the mountain.
Oh, that's a shame.
Red right after him.
You're chasing him, huh?
Yeah. Well, the deer outrun him, and another hunter saw the deer. So he hauled loose and shot him and knocked him down.
Another hunter shot him.
Yeah. Well, they both got to the deer about the same time. And Red said, he's just a paint. He says, that was my deer. That's my deer. The guy said, you're crazy. I just shot him.
Why, sure he did.
And Red said, no. He said, that's my deer. I said, I can prove it. He said, well, prove it. He said, well, look, you got my tag on it.
Right on the horn there. Yeah. Where I tied it.
The hunter looked at him and he said, that's right. He's your deer. He said, mister, you just run him down and tag him. He said, I'll shoot him for you all day long.
McCoy, we really tickled to have you here. Could I sing something for you? How about Traveling Man? You ever hear me sing that?
Yeah, I like that song.
All right. Give me about $9 worth of McCoy introduction here. He was a traveling man, a traveling man. Oh, yes, he was a traveling man. He got around like a gentleman. He knew all the high spots in the land. He had a high silk hat, he had a diamond ring. He's just a Shanghai strutting around. But he never gave up, oh, he never gave up till the police shot him down. Oh, the police shot him down. Pick one, Lennon, boy. Ain't that great, McCoy? Who are you calling Hulk? Rushed back home and got another pail and caught the water before it hit the ground. For he was a traveling man, a traveling man. Oh, yes, he was a traveling man. He got around like a gentleman. He knew all the high spots in the land. He had a high silk hat. He had a diamond ring. He's just a Shanghai strutting around. But he never gave up. He never gave up till the police shot him down. Till the police shot him down. Thank you. Well, McCory, we do thank you for coming up today. Did you have a good time?
You bet your boots.
Say, now, when you're building that new house over there, I want to tell you, I want to warn you that you want to build yourself an extra closet to hold all the things that Virginia can't get in hers.
Okay.
Everybody had a good time, huh?
Yeah,
all right, let's go now, folks. This old Smiler Burnett saying, speak well of me. I dare you to talk about me.
Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet George Brown, the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett and Charlie McQuarrie today, too. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.